smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop that crying, be happy again, keep on smiling.
I can't decide.
'Cause when you're smiling,
what the big story of the day is. Do I need the audience of the Common Sense Club? What's on your mind? And the Avast Flag family. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennon, and I am now the host of What's on Your Mind every weekday morning between 8 and 11 a.m. right here on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag, booming to the Bakken through KTGO radio in a brand new big tower right smack dab in the middle of oil country. You can climb up our tower and actually see where the oil boom began in the 50s on that Bakken family farm. Right there, that historic first well. It's where it all began. It's the epicenter of this enormous prosperity we enjoy. And in another farm field near Sabin, Minnesota, a couple of towers that boomed this signal to all of western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. That's the Flag family. And at 9 o'clock, we're joined by our friends from KFIRE 550, KCJB 910 a.m. in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson. And have I forgotten anybody? I guess R2, right? The most listened to talk show in all of North Dakota, and there is no place in North Dakota you can be and not hear the all-new What's on Your Mind radio program. If you haven't done it yet, we have a new way to interact with the show. I still have my Facebook page. However, we have a new Facebook page, Twitter account, and website for What's on Your Mind radio. What's on Your Mind radio. And you can go there and connect with us, liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter, follow our RSS feeds. It's a great place to go. Okay? This is day three of our brand new format. I do want to tell listeners of the Flags that our buddy Mike Gallagher, I've gotten a couple of calls about it, say, where's Mike Gallagher? I was getting used to Mike Gallagher. I really like Mike Gallagher. We're with you. We like Mike Gallagher. Great guy. Good program. Very nice fit. However, unfortunately, local, I wouldn't say unfortunately. I'll say unfortunately, you know, change is never fun or easy or anything else, but I think fortunately more local programming is better. So Dustin Moore, our most able operations manager, is working on finding a spot somewhere in our lineup. It'll probably be primetime weekends is what we'll probably end up doing to start with Mike Gallagher and fit him in where we can because we just have a growing live and local footprint on these radio stations. So Mark is here, Mr. Mark Skogerbo. Mark joins me in the 8 o'clock hour on the program. He is the host of the Common Sense Club, which will come up later today on these stations. And he tells me if the Twins won or not. And he's our company chaplain. Mark, I have a little dilemma here. I can't decide what the big story of the day is.
Well, it could be Benghazi could be bigger than Watergate.
Do you think so?
I think so. I think cover-up is enormous.
I mean, I agree on all of that, but I just think, you know, I thought this thing smelled like a rat from day one, but for it to be bigger than Watergate, somebody has to have to, you know, there has to be a Howard Baker, there has to be a, you know, a John Dean, there's got to be, you know,
a Hillary.
Yeah, there has to be a Hillary.
There is a Barack.
Yeah.
And it was above the fold, you know, the mainstream press has been reluctant to even talk about it. It was above the fold for the first time in the USA Today this morning.
And it's growing. And by the way, Goober Graham is the one that's saying it's worse than Watergate. Now, I don't get Goober Graham. I'm not a big Lindsey Graham fan. He's kind of a goober. but he is really just relentless on this. And evidently these hearings, and by the way, Kevin Cramer's going to join us for a full hour. To talk about that and other issues in the news. Well, let's put Benghazi in one bucket, okay? That's one story, and I don't want our listeners to decide. According to the Fargo Forum, the big story of the day is a woman in Hawley that says we should have more distance between rabies shots.
Well,
for
I haven't had mine today.
Well, I took my mom's dog, little Bailey, over to the vet because she had to be current on her shots before she could be part of that new residence over at Bethany. And right now, evidently, the Jane Anderson is the woman's name. She runs the groom room in Holly. She says pets don't need rabies shots every 2 years, only every three. And she wants, she'd like the North Dakota Veterinarian Board to comply with a three-year rule, as Minnesota already does.
What about pet turtles?
Do you know how much money, you know, Bailey, my mom's dog, has breath so bad it would make a train take a dirt road. I'm not kidding you. That's how bad the breath is on this dog, okay? And it's so bad when Bailey's in the car with me, I about gag. Because like even like going to the vet, it was just horrid, Mark, okay? So I go to the vet and I say, hey, you know, the breath in this dog is killing me. What do you do? You have breath mints for dogs? Or what do you do here? And they went through this whole gingivitis, and I said, well, what does that cost? We'll give you an estimate. They came back and said, low end 500, high end 750. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll gag. That's fine. I mean, seriously? So
you'll
maybe
have to wear a short surgical mask.
Maybe the North Dakota vets just like the money. Maybe it's just show me the money, and the dogs don't actually need the rabies shots every 2 years, but they like the money. To me, with all due respect to most vets who I know have a big heart for animals like I do, I think they charge ridiculous prices. Ridiculous. Now, it's a free market, and if they're open, it's going okay, but, you know, I don't know. It's a sidebar, so I'm kind of curious. There's another story here. Pat Springer from the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead has done a story about spending growth in North Dakota. And North Dakota's spending has grown a lot. In fact, the general fund budget has more than tripled since 2005 and 2007. Does that sound like a Republican state to you, Mark? I mean, in other words, at first blush, you hear that number, do you think, boy, these guys are, they A, have too much money, and B, are spending all of it. Does that make, when I say that, our general fund budget has more than tripled since 05, 07, do you say, hey, that's a good thing? It means there's a ton of prosperity in North Dakota, things are booming, or does it mean politicians are spending too much money?
I think it's a little of both. You know, at least a third of that had to go to the whole new oil patch infrastructure, you know, explosion. But a lot of that is just people, it's easier to spend than to cut, let's just face it.
It is. Dale Wetzel, who is our news guru here from Great Plains Examiner and Great Plains News, when I asked him the other day to comment on Governor Jack Dalrymple's assertion that this was, if not the most, one of the most historic sessions in the history of North Dakota, he said, I don't know that's really historic. They had a boatload of money, and they spent it. What's historic about that? So we're going to ask Governor Jack Dalrymple about that, who will be with us later this hour. You seen this union report that North Dakota is the most dangerous place to work in the United States?
Oh, brother. It's probably the least unionized or something.
Well, of course it is. It's
dangerous
a right to work
union
state.
Bosses.
Yeah, so I tend to think that's exactly what's going on. This is politics, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like it. You know, of course, the oil patch is tougher. There's a lot of exposure to it, but to the rough part of that life and a newly carved roads. And, you know, I'd heard about one guy that froze to death up on a rig when it hit 50 below zero one day a couple of years ago. And, you know, it's definitely raw frontier kind of work. There's no doubt about that. And farm work has always been tough. But I think that sounds like union pouting.
I'm with you on that. I want to get under the hood of that a little bit and learn more about it. We'll ask Governor Dalrymple about it. We'll ask him about it. He's going to join us in your sports slot. So you're going to have to give us the sports here in the next segment. Can you do that?
Sure.
Tell me whether the Twins won or lost. I know the Oklahoma City Thunder, even though I fell asleep, lost. They were staying pretty even when I fell asleep. But
it was close.
They lost. They couldn't buy a rebound. They could not buy a rebound.
Buy a rebound. Wow.
They couldn't buy a rebound.
Oh, couldn't even buy one.
No. I mean, if they were for sale, I'll take a rebound, here's $5. They'd have said, no, you can't.
Well,
where that came from. Gay marriage is poised to be approved in the Minnesota House. Gays, guns, and bigger government has been the three headlines of the Minnesota legislative session. My gosh. Some supporters in the front page of the forum say it'll be approved. Do you think it will, Mark? That's going to be the law of the land in Minnesota?
The people that count noses say that they wouldn't even bring it to the floor if they didn't have the votes. You know, they're going to have a big gay marriage, anti-gay marriage rally at the Capitol tomorrow. Ingebrigtsen was quoted as saying he didn't think it had passed the House, but I think there's going to be a lot of calls made today.
I don't want to be anti-gay marriage. I want to be pro-marriage, right?
How I like to do it. Yep.
Yeah. A lot better way to, you know.
Pro-children. I even go pro-children. What's
there
the best
you go.
For the kids?
Exactly right. Yeah. Anyway, Mark Skoger will be back with the sports update. Steve Bakken will join to tell you what's happening on What's on Your Mind today. We'll crank up that 9-11. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Do you have a happy place? One of those places you can escape to? For Marie and I and the kids, that place is Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's a short drive from where we live in Fargo-Moorhead, but I'll tell you what, every mile or closer to Chase, you feel the weight of the world just come off your shoulders. And right now, if you stay at Chase on the Lake any Sunday through Thursday and get any hotel room, any one of the place, $75. King room, lakeside, suites. If it's available, it's yours for $75 per night. Now, to get that special, you need to do something. So stay tuned for that in a moment here. And by the way, you can check out their award-winning Aveda Spa and receive 40% off any spa service, too. Now, all of this is only available to Flag listeners. To get this great offer, go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code FLAG. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code FLAG. See you at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We're at the studios of KFYR 550 in Bismarck, and Steve and I are both staring out the back window. And I haven't seen one yet, but did you see a pheasant this morning? Or are you looking for pheasants?
Oh, there's always four or five or six that hang out in the back field out here by the transmitter, by the tower site.
What is it, May? What's the day today?
Oh, they're out here all winter. They go chase them
it's
up.
It's the first day
dog.
You can shoot one again, though.
October.
Yeah, we got to wait till October.
Yeah, they're fun to watch, though.
They are.
Birds with a personality.
Beautiful animals.
Delicious.
Exactly, Mark.
I've never eaten a pheasant. I've shot a few.
They are fantastic, you know.
Are they good eating? What do they taste like?
Amazed. Chicken.
They taste like really fancy chicken for the King of England, you know.
Do they?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
How do you cook yours, Mark?
I marinated it, soaked it overnight in cream, and then baked it in all kinds of spices, rosemary, and It was just fantabulous. And seeing as I shot my two birds in the head, I didn't have to eat a lot of pellets.
See, a lot of guys will leave them on the breast, on the bone, and then throw them in a crock pot. And I don't like doing it that way because the bones get a little mushy. And if you run across a pellet, you got to watch what you're biting down on. I usually make chicken strips out of them, cook them up like I cook my walleye.
Wow. I can hardly wait for October.
A lot of onions, too. I just think it's just great stuff.
By the way, my name is Scott Hennen. Steve Bakken is here. We have What's on Your Mind cranking up, and this is a little bit of a preview for What's on Your Mind. It'll come up between 9 and 11. Mark Skogerbo is here as well, Mark the Freedom Poet. He will be on the Common Sense Club later, if you're in Tioga, Rush Limbaugh, and right after us, if you're listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What are we doing today on What's on Your Mind there, Mr. Bakken?
Well, now you got me thinking about pheasant hunting.
I've been thinking about fishing. Let's start with the seasons one at a time here. Fishing.
You're going to be on the road tomorrow, and Chase on the lake, you're going to be doing a little ice fishing up at Walker, Minnesota.
That wasn't the plan. I was supposed to be in the open water for the fishing opener.
Wow.
But I think they are still going to have ice. Toby Kovalevog, former Fighting Sioux goaltender, is a guide up there now, and Toby is in search of some open water so he can actually guide me a little bit.
Good luck.
We're going to start a little war on the radio. Steve's going to be at the Fish Fest at Shields.
Yeah, Shields is having their big Fish Fest this starting at noon tomorrow and runs through the Saturday. They got the tent set up, and they've got all the pro anglers there. I believe Johnny Campbell's going to be back again, as well as a slew of other fishermen. You can't beat walleye fishing on the Missouri. You just can't.
So we're really stirring the pot on tomorrow's program and asking where the fishing's better, Minnesota or North Dakota.
Well, I know down by Hazelden they've been banging 9-pound, 10-pound walleyes.
So we're going to ask the listeners for a fishing report. I can hardly wait. Did you get excited about that 9 or 10-pound walleye? Is that what you said, Mark?
I've never had one that big. My biggest walleye in my life probably 4 pounds.
Can you imagine hauling in a 9-pounder? Anyway, so fishing mainly tomorrow. What are we doing today?
Today we get to listen to Fargo whine a little bit. Well, we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Why is Fargo whining?
They're complaining they don't get enough time to talk with Al Carlson and some of their other legislators when they're in the session. They're busy during the session.
So that's what you're on your mind? Fargo whining is on your mind?
Yeah, a little bit about Fargo whining, and I'm kind of excited because we've expanded the 10 o'clock hour a little bit to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
You know, we early on started, asking listeners what they wanted more of. Some of the frustrations that were obvious from voters is, you know, I call a switchboard to tell my member of Congress what I think about a particular issue, and I get some intern, and I don't really get a sense that they know what I'm calling about, and I want to talk to my member of Congress, didn't they? I mean, that's what they said. And we put out sort of an APB. I think the next day John Hovind called in while shoveling. Right? He was shoveling his out of a blizzard, out of one of the many blizzards.
Well, it depends on where he was. If he was in Bismarck, he was shoveling snow. If he was in Washington, he was shoveling something else.
Yeah. What exactly would that be? Mm. Anyway, so he called in, and it has been a regular. Kevin Cramer's done the same. We've invited Heidi Heitkamp to come on. We've asked Governor Dalrymple the same thing. And the idea is just come on and take some calls. We have no idea what's going to be on the minds of listeners, but we're going to do that with Kevin today. He is doing one follow-up. He was on last week, and somebody asked him why the JFK papers hadn't been released. Have you been following this, Mark? There's evidently a push to not wait until like 2039. That's when the JFK papers are supposed to be released, but actually to move them up. Have you been following that at all, Mark?
Well, it's kind of like the same controversy over Lincoln after the assassinated president. Apparently it has to do with the family gets to decide when some of that archival stuff is released. I don't understand it, but I think it would be really interesting for people to find out all that stuff.
Anyway, so Kevin will be here to answer that question and many others. Lynn Helms is testifying in Congress today. Lynn, of course, one of the top regulators of the oil and gas industry and heads up the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. He is actually testified yesterday about the Keystone XL pipeline, which I heard was just brilliant. I mean, 4 minutes of testimony that just absolutely made out the case to Congress on the Keystone XL pipeline. He also is testifying today on fracking on federal lands. So Kevin will be hosting that with Lynn Helms, and we'll check in on that. We have the Internet sales tax, which I still think is a stinker. North Dakota's paying more for, you know.
I see both sides of it. More tax is never a good thing, but I do see both sides of it from a part of me says because we're a rural state, it's nice to have that opportunity if you're out 40 miles from the nearest town to be able to go online, order something up. Part of me says, you know, why should that little corner drugstore in a community in the middle of nowhere be at a disadvantage from a tax reason? Would you order online or would you go to the store?
So we're going to talk about that a little bit today with Kevin. And by the way, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us. And we're going to ask him about the spending issues, the legislative session. We'll ask him about whether or not we're a really tough place to work. What do you make of that union report that says that we're the least safe place in the union to work?
Oh, it's dangerous. Well, you know what? We got a lot of dangerous jobs going on right now because of the oil industry. And there's not an industry that's as safe as the oil industry. Safety is paramount because it's in their best interest to be safe. They are. Accidents happen, tragic as they may be. But when you go back and look at a lot of the accidents, it's not always the company's fault.
So we'll tackle that, too. Most importantly, we want to find out what's on your mind. So join us 9 to 11. Jot the number down, 800-228-0550. Mark, quick on the sports scene. Did the Wild win? Did they win the big, very important Game 3?
Their third-string goalie, Darcy Kuemper, didn't do it. Josh Harding got hurt at the end of the first period. They came out like they were Wild, and finally the swarm of Chicago overwhelmed them, and they beat them 3-0. So we're down to the edge of the brink. Good news, Diamond, who had knee arm surgery, beat the Boston Red Sox, who'd won 21 games, the most wins in the majors. Morneau, Maurer, and Dorsett got two hits. And for seven innings, Diamond and 96 pitches, no runs to the powerful Red Sox. So at least the Twins won.
Twins won, and a big one against a better team, Boston, right? I mean, Boston,
the best
right now
team in the majors,
team,
according to the wins right now. They got 21 wins. You know, one of them was that epic 4-hour and 40-minute meeting, you know, win the other night in the 11th inning against the Twins. So we played them tough.
By the way, we had fun yesterday. Steve is new fishing partner, the former Minnesota Viking linebacker great, now broadcast.
Mr. Bursich.
I guess he's a... What is he, with Paul Allen? Is he the color man?
Yeah, he's the color guy. Yeah, he's the color guy for the games.
Important part of the broadcast. So he was on yesterday to talk a little bit about Cluey the punter getting the boot. And Deeb started talking fishing. And so Steve jumped on it and said, hey. He said, I got to get to Devil's Lake. And, no, you're going to get to Missouri.
Missouri's better.
Yeah, and like they were on the phone 10 seconds later arranging a fishing trip. So we're buddies now in
Missouri.
Anyway, we'll recap that a little later on the program. Governor Jack Dalrymple when we come back. And what's on your mind with your calls, 9 to 11. Right here.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brands. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, NelsonFergusFalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, NelsonFergusFalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Our house was just a brick in the wall.
A long time since I heard that song. How about you?
All in all,
with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannum. This is What's on Your Mind, and we are pleased to be joined. Oh, the governor hasn't called in yet? All right. You tell me when the... Evidently, I thought we were calling the governor. The governor was calling us. What do we want to cover with the governor, Steve? We want to talk about, I guess, sort of his overview on the session and some of the reaction that's come from the left and the right. What else we got to cover?
I would like to talk a little bit about how things didn't line up between the Republican Party and the Republican Party, some of the fissures that were between the House and the Senate, and if that's something he could have guided through and made it a little bit smoother. I know that's not particularly his job, but there was also a little dissension between him and some of the Republican House members as you were winding down the session.
Exactly. We can talk property tax relief, and again, now this governor has presided over, between his time as governor and lieutenant governor. I'd love to know the tally. Maybe he knows what it is. It is billions in tax relief for citizens and property tax relief. However, a lot of citizens see that being chewed up, right?
There's a schism between relief and reform, and I think that's what could precipitate another measure number two coming back on the ballot this fall. If you think about it, we could have a potentially very large election this fall.
Why? This fall? Next fall, you mean?
Between property tax relief, if there's another measure two, and I'm a firm believer there's going to be some kind of a referral on the abortion issue.
That obviously would be next year from November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. You know what else? I don't know the answer to, but I'd like to know. I'd like to know how much has been set aside in like rainy day funds.
Too much.
Is it
too much?
Because
I've already heard legislators talking about how to spend the legacy fund in 2017, which scares the bejeebers out of me. And after there's so much money in that fund, give it back. It's our money. Why should you hold on to that? Give it back to the people.
Yeah. So, where is he, by the way?
I don't know.
I guess they're running late.
I know he was driving. He was traveling today.
There you go. Exactly right. Yeah. I forget where. I wonder where he's going. I bet he's going to Williston.
Maybe he's going fishing.
That'd be a good idea. He's going to get a little break.
Great day for it.
Williston actually has a big announcement today. A company called One Oak, which is a big gas player in the country. They're big into natural gas, and they're quickly becoming a major, major player in North Dakota, natural gas. Are breaking ground, I think, on a fourth gas processing facility now. They have four of them in North Dakota. So probably a company that can do more to end flaring than any other. And they're big in Oklahoma and have forget how many billion-dollar presence in North Dakota now.
We had a VP from Whiting on yesterday on Energy Matters yesterday, Tim Fisher, myself, in the afternoon yesterday. And I never realized the cooperation between... You think these are businesses that are competing against each other, but he was telling us about how Whiting and One Oak and the other companies up there work together to try to get some of the infrastructure, some of the pipelines, and get some of the things in place to lend itself to infrastructure and pull some of the trucks off the road, it just works. It kind of goes back to that village to raise an economic engine theory that I have. Where we're in this is the entire state in what's going on in western North Dakota. It's in our best interest as a state to be involved with what's going on out west, because we're generating a very vibrant economy in the state of North Dakota, but it's not just what's going on in western North Dakota. It's also what's going on in eastern North Dakota, dealing with some of the infrastructure for that, some of the supply side of lending a hand to what's going on with the growth in western North Dakota. You look at communities like Grand Forks, they're doing the permitting for buildings and getting some of the paperwork taken care of for everything but residential in Dickinson. You're looking at that cooperation across the state. Now you're taking it to another level when you have competing businesses that are cooperating because they're trying to get in on an equitable growth pattern as well.
Very interesting. Anyway, we're waiting for Jack Dalrymple to join us. He was driving somewhere and going to call us. I don't know if he doesn't have the best connection right now or what the scoop is, but we'll get him when he calls in and ask a few questions and get his headline on the legislature. This is the first time we've had a chance on the What's on Your Mind to ask him, you know, his take on this. And really, I guess the two perspectives you have is the Democrats really have said the session was a disaster. And if you say why it was a disaster, well, because it melted down at the end and there was all that fighting and everything else. I think that's jumping the shark a little bit, right? Because the final product is the outcome. Obviously, there were some communication issues and things didn't go perfectly, but
that's typical, though.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's more noise. I don't think it really matters much. Now, if you press them on, okay, beyond the antics of the 11th hour of the session, what didn't you like? We didn't spend enough, right? They wanted more money spent on pre-K and on daycare, for instance. So that's their argument.
What was the total number on the budget? What was that final number? We didn't spend enough, right? Historic spending. We didn't spend enough. I don't think the question is, did we spend enough? I think the question is, did money get spent where they wanted money spent? That's probably a better question.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, they didn't like the idea there was $250 million in income tax relief, both for personal and corporate income tax. They didn't like that, okay? They wanted to, and that just means they wanted you taxed more, Steve, and they want to spend more in other places. Okay, so that's their argument. From the other side, we have folks say this is just an enormous amount of additional spending. I mean, again, front page of the Fargo Forum today talks about that if you just take a look at North Dakota's government growth, the general fund budget has more than tripled since 2005 and 2007. Now, has your budget tripled since 2005-07?
I have not gotten a raise since that would triple my finances, no.
No, most of us have gone backwards in that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the argument. Now, that's a sign of enormous prosperity in North Dakota. That means we have the dollars to invest. Is it too much? And so there's arguments from the left and the right. That's why we want to have the governor on to say, hey, who's right here?
Yeah. You know, the other side of that, too, is just because we have the money doesn't mean we have to spend it. Because it is the citizens of North Dakota's money when you start talking tax dollars. Maybe there's something to be said about the bigger picture. We've had a lot of people talk about, well, let's get rid of the income tax. Let's get rid of sales tax. Let's get rid of this tax or that tax. You know, maybe there's some credence to that once the infrastructure needs are taken care of. Beyond that, you know, do you need to grow those budgets at that fashion?
Yeah. I mean, again, you can't always equate it to your household budget, but when times are good, it is. You just don't spend it because you can, right? You know, and I think what he'll tell us is they've squirreled away a lot of money. There's a lot of rainy day funds, and they've insured things. But I think there's arguments from both sides that have some merit. One, okay, was this messy in how it ended? Yeah,
and I
think that was more of a PR thing than anything. I don't think necessarily that diminishes the product personally, but it's an argument they can make. On the other side, is this too much spending? That is a legitimate argument. That's a discussion that we ought to be having. But I don't know that, you know, that's going to, I don't know. Does that cost them votes? Do you think people will not vote for Republicans because they spent too much money? Who are they going to vote for? The Democrats who would have spent more? I mean, what's the political consequences of that?
Well, a little change is a good thing, and I'm not going to say the Republican Party is going to lose control of the Senate and the House over this, but I will say I'm a firm believer that supermajority that's laying out there right now, when you look at all the infighting, the bickering that took place, if the voters look at that, that supermajority is probably going to be gone.
Why? What causes that? What's the tipping point?
Well, I think the tipping point is when they're fighting that much publicly within their own ranks, and you're not getting things done in an equitable fashion, you know, the quote-unquote North Dakota way, people take notice of that. People want to see things get done. People want to see things get moved forwards. Yeah, you can argue the points back and forth, but at the end of the day, what got done, and then you look at how it got done. I think a lot of people are upset that so many important things took to the very end of the session. There was a little bit of an organizational lapse, from my perspective. It wasn't done in the most equitable fashion. Some of the legislators I've talked to, too, said that the session seemed helter-skelter. It was bouncing around from one issue to another and not going through things in an organized fashion. And you know, you put that back on leadership. When things come back on leadership, then I think the voters start to pay attention.
Now, when you say helter-skelter, I think so much had to be done in so little time that there was no other possible way than it was going to be organized chaos. But again, when you look at the ultimate product, $1.1 billion in tax relief,
you know,
$4 billion in infrastructure spending, $2.5 billion in oil country impacts, emergency spending on roads, address the DUI strengthening thing, historic pro-life legislation that ultimately is going to go to the people of North Dakota and to the courts. You may not like the ultimate outcome, but there's never anything wrong in saying, people, do you want this or not? Which will happen through the personhood legislation. And ultimately, the courts will decide on the heartbeat legislation and on the gender defect. Do you think you should be able to have the choice to abort a baby because you don't like its gender?
Oh, absolutely not.
See, well, that's what they passed. What's extreme about that? Do you think a heartbeat represents a child or not? Is heartbeat life? Is a heart, when that beating heart is going, when you're started 4 weeks into your life, is that a life? Should your mom have had the ability to go, I want to shut that heart off? I think when you think about it that way, most people don't buy into that. And that's what this legislature did.
You know what? I'm still going to err on the side of it's not my choice to make.
Would you want your mom to have had the choice to stop your heart?
She did have the choice. She chose not to. Thank you, Mom.
Exactly.
I appreciate
that. We all want to thank our moms, but the question is, should moms have the right to, should they be able to say, I'm stopping that heart? I don't want that. I don't want to.
That's a personal decision. That's a religious constraint decision. And to me, that's got no point in government. That's got no place in government.
How is it different, though, than saying, Steve, I don't like you. I'm just going to stop your heart right now.
Well, how is it different from the government going, you know, I don't like the fact that you have a gun, so let's infringe on your Second Amendment rights, too.
Well, there's a right to life. There's a Second Amendment right. I want to defend both. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be consistent in defending all the rights.
I just like keeping the government out of everybody's lives. You know, if less government's good government.
I'm with you on that. But there is a basic tenet of what the founding fathers wanted, and they gave us some rights. And I believe the most important one is the right to life. But there's a lot of important ones there. All right, we'll break there. We don't know where Governor Jack Dalrymple is. He had busier things to do than talk to us, so that's all right. More after this on the Common Sense Club. And what's on your mind, rather. Don't go away. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at cuontheroad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org. and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
There's one guarantee in life that when something is new, things will go wrong. We know that, right? We know they'll go wrong. And what rolled along today is the hotline that we gave Governor Dalrymple to call in didn't work. So it's a new hotline. It's a new telephone number. And because we're juggling different studios new things that evidently the line he tried to call in didn't work. So it's our fault, our bad, that the number we gave Governor Dalrymple to call, well, we thought we were waiting for him. He was waiting for us to answer the darn phone. So whatever extension we gave him was an invalid extension. It didn't work. And we tested it ourselves and went, he's right, can't get through. What the heck's going on? So we're trying to figure all that out. And we probably will have to reschedule the governor because I think he was leaving to drive somewhere at 9, and he didn't want to drive and be on the phone. He wanted to visit before he left the office. So Chris is right now trying to work out whether he's going to come on for a couple of minutes yet next hour, or whether we're going to do this another time. So now we can go back to telling you a little bit about what happened on yesterday's program. We had a fun conversation with a member of the Minnesota Vikings broadcast team. He was a former Vikings linebacker. A little bit about Chris Cluey. That was kind of a fun part of yesterday's program. There were a lot of fun things in yesterday's show. We had some neat calls, and But that was one highlight we took out, so we're going to share that with you. Is the Freedom Poet still available? Mark, the Freedom Poet, Mark Skogerbo, who will be taking the reins for the Common Sense Club between after this program, 3 hours coming up on this very radio station. Mark, are you still there? Because I don't know if Mark and I kind of settled what the big story of the day is. There were so many to choose from, so I need a little help with that. 9 to 11 today, we are going to chat next hour and the hour after. Number one, 9 o'clock hour, your calls. We had planned to chat with Governor Jack Dalrymple or replay the interview that we just were about to do, and unless we get that arranged so we can do that live, we probably will end up rescheduling the governor for another day, I'm guessing, because I know that was the only time he could do the interview was 8:30 today, and because we gave him a bad telephone number. Probably won't work today, so we'll just have to figure that out another day. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here for the whole hour, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. So here is where is Mark? Is Mark available?
No,
okay. Is Pete Bursich available? All right. Pete Bursich is the former Minnesota linebacker, now member of the Minnesota Vikings broadcast team that we chatted with yesterday. Have we got that ready to go, a little highlight reel from yesterday, in case you missed yesterday's program? It's a question I'm asking. I'm hoping somebody would answer. Aaron Breen, Aaron H., the studio, anybody. Yeah. All right. Oh, you don't have the clip. Okay. All right. All right. So I saw the clip yesterday. I just don't know why I didn't get forwarded to the studio to play. But anyway. Oh, I got it. Okay. All right. Well, we got another ball drop. So we had a highlight reel ready to go, but it didn't get forwarded to the studio. And, yeah, it was just a live radio, right? Just, yeah, exactly. So, anyway, I'm going to go back to, first of all, you have to trust me. It was a good little segment that we did yesterday. But when things get forwarded to me that need to be forwarded on, generally they're not going to get done. So this, again, is my fault, right? I didn't get it sent to where it was supposed to be sent to. So, anyway, sorry, Aaron H. No, the clip didn't get sent to you. It got sent to me, and I guess I was supposed to forward it on to you if I wanted to run it, but I just assumed we wanted to run it. So, can I start laughing now, or should I start crying? Laugh, right? Laugh, okay. One other little story that Steve mentioned that I want to just kind of peruse here a little bit, because this is another one I think is worthy for story of the day. And I only have a couple minutes left. It's in the Fargo Forum, page A13, headline, Fargo officials bristle at legislature. The legislative sausage-making process is causing some frustration among city leaders here. That became apparent in a joint meeting Tuesday between the city of Fargo, Fargo Park District, and Fargo Public Schools, when several officials said it appears as though state lawmakers, even those from Fargo, do not understand the needs of the city. Commissioner Brad Wimmer is quoted, says, when he goes out to Bismarck to lobby for the city, it's apparent legislators are not interacting with local leaders. Have you talked to Dr. Flowers? Have you talked to Dr. Schatz? Never. Never will they make a call. If you're going to make legislation that affects the schools, you got to talk to the schools and you got to work with the schools. I want to spend a little time digging into this a little bit, but here's a little lesson for Fargo officials. You know, when you come out with big rings on and expect them to be kissed at the legislative session, even by local legislators that are yours, you're sadly mistaken. If this is a failure, it's a failure on the part of Fargo local leaders. The legislative session is enormously busy. They're dealing with needs from every corner of the state. And the idea that Fargo legislators need to take up the time to pick up the phone and call you and say, what are your, you know, what are your needs, is ridiculous. The cart and the horse are all mixed up here, in my view. But we'll talk about that in the coming hours on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead, 800-228-0550. Your turn to sound off next.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce.
We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.